This is the local VK5 news segment. And now let's hear from AHARS, the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society.
Good morning, this is Phil, VK5 SRP, with news from the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society. The next technical session at the Shack will be on the 22nd of this month, and it will be an in-depth talk about oscillators by Jim, VK5TR. This is our first technical session for this year, and we'll start at 9:30, not at 10 a.m. as I advertised last week. July the 13th will be our next coffee morning at the Shack, and this will start at the usual time at 9 a.m. By then, our work on the Girl Guide shed should be finished, and we can get back to regular 4 Saturday technical sessions. The next lunch at the Blackwood RSL will be on June the 28th. These lunches start at 12 noon, and there is no need to book, just turn up. The June General Meeting on Thursday the 20th will be a talk and a demonstration by Sue Southcott, VK5AYL, of the latest version of her Parks and Peaks application. General meetings start at 7:30, and the presentations are run first before a light supper, and then the business part of the meeting last. The July General Meeting will be a talk by Mike, VK5ZC, of the history of amateur radio. And on August the 15th, General Meeting, we will have David Murphy to tell us about radio and audio pioneers in South Australia. Many of you will remember David's excellent talk about theatre loudspeakers some time ago. A new version of the club calendar is now on the website. Remember, if you cannot always listen to the broadcast live on Sunday morning, you can get it from the North East Radio Club website for about 3 or 4 days after it goes to air. Northeast Radio Club, all one word, .org.au. Click on the WIA broadcast link and you will find the national and local broadcast MP3 files. You can play them from there or download them to listen at your leisure. Advance notice of this year's AHARS buy and sell. It will be on Sunday the 3rd of November, and this year it's being held at the Marion RSL. More details later. Every Monday night at 8 p.m, the weekly club net is held on the VK5 RAD repeater, 147 megs with a minor 600 kHz offset. All licensed amateurs are welcome. If you wish to contact me, you can send an email to vk5srp@wia.org.au. That's all for this week, 73.
Now let's hear from the South East Radio Group.
Good morning. This is Cole, VK58CF, with a weekly update from the South East Radio Group. Last weekend was the South East Radio Group's big event for the year, our annual convention and the Australian Fox Hunting Championships. The event was well attended, and our second-hand tables were full to capacity, with a lot of very high-end ex-commercial gear on offer. This was snapped up for almost giveaway prices. Ross from Strictly Ham was here for a record 25th straight year, and he has already booked his motel room for next year. Andrew, VK5KET, did his usual first-class effort in organising the fox hunts, with considerable help from Greg, VK5ZGY, and wife Gabby, who did a lot of pre-event course checking, during which they found and relocated a couple of spots which were no longer usable, either because of the rain or because the forest had been closed due to logging operations in that section. After a somewhat slow start with dinner bookings, we had a number of foxes register at the last minute, which brought the tally up to 72 patrons. By all accounts, the dinner was again a rip-roaring success, with nothing but compliments heard by this scribe. A very big thank you to Sandy Walshaw for another fabulous effort, and to all who helped with the dinner. Our treasurer, Andrew, VK5VKC, and his wife and family did a fantastic job in the kitchen all weekend, with many fox hunters and others deciding that the food was better value than going to Macca's, and so chose to eat in the hall. This encourages a real family social atmosphere, which we are trying hard to foster, and in fact some regulars view this convention as a social occasion rather than your typical ham fest. Our guest speaker, Steve Adler, VK5 Sierra Foxtrot Alpha of ARRL Antenna Award fame, gave a very interesting and lively presentation which held the attention of many who, if not before, are now keen to give the magnetic loop a go. Steve reportedly enjoyed himself and the dinner as well, and we will be looking at ways to get him back at some point, as he is a very engaging speaker. That wraps up another convention, so we will have a break now until January, when we'll start all over again for 2020. We already have some ideas, so watch this space. Our attention now turns back to some fairly pressing club matters which need to be sorted out, with some fairly strenuous negotiations required by the management team in relation to some repeater issues that have cropped up. Hopefully we can achieve a positive result. That pretty much sums up our week for this week. As usual, the members of the South East Radio Group would like to wish you all a great week, and I say 7-3 from Serge.
And now some notes from AREG, the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group.
Good morning. The next AREG meeting is this coming Friday, the 21st of June 2019, at the Fulham Community Hall, Phelps Court, with the club room doors opening at 7:15 p.m. Yes, the AREG meetings are back to the regular third Friday of the month. The evening's format will be a short business meeting commencing at 7:45 p.m. sharp, with a short refreshment break following, and then the evening's presentation starting at 8:15 p.m. This evening's presentation will introduce the Kiwi SDR system as part of AREG's remote SDR receiver project. AREG has long been seeking a location to establish a remote SDR receive site as a way of allowing members to escape the ever-increasing levels of RF interference one sees in suburbia. The presentation will show people what was installed, as well as how to use it. We will also show the next steps with the antenna system and talk about ways of using the SDR system in your everyday activities. We will also talk about the wider worldwide SDR network and how you can find your way around it. So, if you have an interest in ham radio and the operation of a remote SDR receiver system, come along to this coming AREG general meeting and see what members of AREG have been doing in another exciting technical activity. Following the presentation, there'll be a light supper of coffee, tea and cakes where everyone may mingle and discuss the topics of the evening. Further information may be found on the AREG webpages at www.areg.org.au. 73 from Ben, VK5BB, for the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group.
Now, news from the North East Radio Club.
Well, hello again, everyone. This is Les, VK5 Kilo Lima Delta, with today's news and notes from the North East Radio Club. Last Friday night was the general meeting for June, and we were meant to have a lecture by Brian, VK5VI, but unfortunately Brian has gone down with a dose of the lurgy and wasn't able to attend, so he will give his lecture about the link repeater system in the southeast at another time. Hope you're on the mend there, Brian. We want to see your happy face back again. So at the last moment, Rob, VK5RC, gave us a lecture telling us all about some of the new equipment that's available now in the area of electronics and amateur radio. And he had some very good illustrations of some of the equipment, some of which was very cheap and some of which was incredibly expensive. But anyway, it was very absorbing. And we got to see some of the latest technology that's now available. So thank you very much, Rob, for stepping in at the last minute and producing such a good lecture. We all certainly enjoyed it. And the next Tech Night will be on Friday the 28th of June. And it's going to be a night devoted to 3D printing. And once again, Rob, VK5RC, will be involved in this lecture, as will John, VK5COR. So come along on Friday the 28th of June for an interesting session on 3D printing. And just a reminder that the North East Radio Club meets at the Modbury West Community Hall, and it's located in Capulet Crescent, which is just off Wright Road. Now, there's a good-sized car park, and tea, coffee and soft drinks are available at the meetings. And if you get there around about 7 o'clock, you can get in early and get a good seat and be ready for the meeting. So we hope to see you sometime at the North East Radio Club. Well, that's all for this week. 73s and good DX from Les, VK5 KLD.
And that's the VK5 local news for this week. If you have something to add from your group, please send an MP3 file to newsline@northeastradioclub.org.au.